horse lover Fat's nervous breakdown began the day he got the phone call from Gloria asking if he had any Nembutals. He asked her why she wanted them, and she said that she intended to kill herself. She was calling everyone she knew, but now she had 50 of them. But she needed 30 or 40 more to be on the safe side. At once, Horse Lover Fat leaped to the conclusion that this was her way of asking for help. It had been Fat's delusion for years that he could help people. His psychiatrist once told him that to get well, he would have to do two things: get off dope, which he hadn't done, and stop trying to help people. He still tried to help people. He had no sleeping pills of any sort. He never did sleeping pills. He did uppers. So giving Gloria sleeping pills by which she could kill herself was beyond his power. He wouldn't have done it if he could. As a matter of fact, he had no Nembutals.
I have 10.
That's when Fat began to go nuts. At the time, he didn't know it, but he had been drawn into an unspeakable psychological game. What he didn't know then is that it's sometimes an appropriate response to reality to go insane. I'm by profession a science fiction writer. I deal in fantasies. My life is a fantasy. Nevertheless, Gloria Knudsen lies in a box in Modesto, California. Everything happens to my friend, Horse Lover Fat. He's the one who got zapped one night in 1974 with a pink laser light that communicated to him incredible things. So Fat started keeping a journal, an exegesis, he called it. His encounter with God was all there on the pages in his own handwriting. Fat's handwriting, not God's.